Don Reno, Red Smiley, and the Tennessee Cut-Ups were a pioneering bluegrass band during the 1950s who never really got the recognition their virtuosity and fine songwriting deserved. Rock historian Ed Ward takes a look at their early career.
Bill Monroe invented bluegrass and then spun off its second great band, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, at about the same time as the Stanley Brothers were bringing vocal perfection to the form. But there was a fourth band in the pantheon who aren't so well known these days, Reno and Smiley and the Tennessee Cut-Ups. Ironically, banjo player Don Reno was asked to join Bill Monroe's group in 1943, but he'd already enlisted in the Army and had to decline. So Monroe hired Earl Scruggs instead, and the rapid three-finger picking style both men had perfected became known as Scruggs picking. Arthur Red Smiley, for his part, was a guitarist and vocalist from North Carolina who joined Don Reno's group in the early 50s after Reno had spent a post-war year in Bill Monroe's band. It was a great combination and was soon snapped up by King Records in Cincinnati.
There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a road map. My last stop is heaven some sweet day.
Their first single, I'm Using My Bible for a Road Map, was a small hit, and it established them. But another song, recorded on the same day in 1952, was more indicative of what was to come. Crazy Finger Blues was a diabolical piece of virtuosity and served notice that Don Reno was a force to be reckoned with. Still, bluegrass was never a high-dollar business, and the group which made these recordings broke up later that same year, with both Reno and Smiley taking day jobs. In 1955, though, they decided to take the plunge into full-time musicianship, and with bluegrass selling better than before, never looked back.
Red-headed peckerwood sitting on a limb. I said chicken, but Nelly got him. Wrung his neck and picked him clean. Funniest chicken I ever seen.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly. Oh, Barefoot Nelly. Hey, Barefoot Nelly. You're the one for me.
The Reno and Smiley sound was dependent on a number of things other bluegrass bands lacked. From the start, they sang four-part harmony, which obviously came from the church. Then there was their secret weapon, the baby-faced mandolinist and fiddler, Mac McGaha, who occasionally drafted a second fiddler to beef up the band's sound. And finally, there was Red Smiley's increasing use of the guitar as a lead instrument in a genre dominated by fiddlers, banjoists, and mandolinists. This all came together in one of the strangest bluegrass numbers ever recorded. Country Boy Rock and Roll not only featured a guitar solo that was unlike anything ever heard before, it also featured a twin fiddle break that sounded more like the western swing of Bob Wills than bluegrass. Records like this, plus their weekly radio and TV shows from Richmond, Virginia, made them one of the most in-demand bluegrass bands in the country, and in 1956, they were on the road for 342 days.
We are saying goodbye. Every promise you made has been broken.
Their songwriting was of as high a caliber as their picking, too, so songs like No Longer a Sweetheart of Mine remain classics to this day. And when they couldn't write a great song, they were often offered one.
The melting sound of a train going by makes me want to stop and cry. I recall the day it took you away. I'm blue, I'm lonely.
And Blue and Lonesome was co-written by Bill Monroe and Hank Williams, although it was published under the name Smith. Reno and Smiley never charted a record until 1961, and by then Red Smiley's health was fading. Don Reno replaced him with an old friend, Bill Harrell, and continued to play and record after his old partner's death in 1972. Reno at least got to enjoy the fruits of the bluegrass revival, which swept the nation in the 70s, but he too died in 1984. By then, their original recordings were long out of print, and it wasn't until just recently that King allowed them to be reissued, so now banjo players and guitarists can hear what they accomplished in the 1950s and weep in frustration.
Rock historian Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin. A new compilation called Reno and Smiley and the Tennessee Cut-Ups, The Talk of the Town, is on the British label Westside.